Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio in Madison and the Shaw in Waukesha. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, one piece of good news in the fascist cult, formerly known as the Republican Party, there are some mainstream Republicans who have stayed conservative on traditional Republican issues, but are standing up for our democracy. And this is a glimmer of hope. And thank goodness we have Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger and occasionally Mitt Romney. But here's a new country heard from. New guy heard from Mike Rounds, Republican senator from South Dakota. Mike Rounds, R-O-U-N-D-S. It's fair to say that his word, his name does not lightly pass your lips. Nobody knows about him. Very few people heard about him. But Mike Rounds made the following statement. Yesterday, he goes, quote, "There were no irregularities in the 2020 election that would rise to the point of challenging the election. The election was fair. We simply did not win the election for the presidency." By we, he means the Republicans. "We have to let people know so that they can have confidence that their elections were fair." That is a magnificent statement. It's an eloquent statement. It's simple, plain, and direct. And Mitt Romney weighed in, and he said that Mike Rounds is standing up for the truth, and that that was very, very important. Donald Trump immediately attacked him. He immediately attacked him. And here's what he said. Quote, Donald Trump, God, what a piece of work. Quote, "Mike Rounds just went woke on the fraudulent election of 2020. Is he crazy or just stupid?" End quote. And Mitt Romney, of course, said Mike Rounds speaks the truth, knowing that a republic depends on it. And then Romney made a good point. He said Governors Hutchinson, he means Asa Hutchinson of Arkansas, Baker, he means of Massachusetts, and Hogan of Maryland. He threw in Moscow Mitch, which I am a question, but, and Bush and Cheney and 60 courts and even the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal all said that Joe Biden won the election. Biden won the election. Now, and by the way, Thune of South Dakota said the same thing, Republican. So take a look at that lineup. Moscow Mitch, it's true, initially has said that Joe Biden won, but he is a sly, creepy character. He's like Iago. He's like Tartuffe. He sneaks around. You don't want to see him. Take a stick to him. Get him out of there. Bad person. But, you know, he played that line as well. But you think about this. At what point does the Republican Party so debase itself, its leadership, that it is submissive to Donald Trump, even though he lost, and he cost them two Senate seats in Georgia? Let me tell you something. If he'd gone to Georgia and said, "It's important you vote, we got to do this and that," those are very close races. The result might have been different. But he goes down there petulant, you know, "Well, if I can't have it, nobody can have it," in the runoffs, remember, in January. And he goes, "Well, they're all rigged, no use voting." And a lot of his posse stayed home. He cost them the Senate majority. Now, with Mike Rounds saying this, and he says, quote, "No irregularities would rise to the point of challenging the election. The election was fair. We simply did not win the election for the presidency. We have to let people know so they can have confidence that our elections are fair." Magnificent statement. Magnificent statement from Mike Rounds. Mitt Romney comes in and says Mike Rounds speaks the truth, knowing that our republic depends on it. Governors Hutchinson, Baker, and Hogan, McConnell, Thune, Bush, and Cheney, and 60 courts, and the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal all agree. Joe Biden won the election. And Trump comes back to attack Rounds. He goes, quote, "Mike Rounds just went woke on the fraudulent election of 2020. Is he crazy or just stupid?" Now, you can call people crazy and stupid up to a point. with Moscow Mitch. He said that Moscow Mitch's wife, he attacked her ethnically. She's of Chinese descent, Moscow Mitch's wife, and attacked him as a broken down old crow. That's what that's what Trump called him, a broken down old crow. And he is quick to insult, but you know, people have feelings. It's hard to believe a Republican leader has feelings. Not just a Republican leader, Democratic leader. Keep in mind, people in politics have feelings. Believe it or not, they don't look like they have feelings. Believe me, I've seen a lot of them. They do not look as if they have feelings, but they do. They have vanity. They especially have vanity. If you keep calling people a broken down old crow, insult their wives for their ethnic background, or in the case of Cruz, their physical appearance, and say that Cruz's father was in on assassinating John F. Kennedy, and you're also calling, besides a broken down old crow, stupid, crazy. At some point, the worm turns. At some point, the worm turns. These people all harbor deep resentments. And they talk a good game, and people like Cruz are so oily. He insults his wife's appearance, Trump does, and his father. And Cruz says, I need more of that. Yes, I do. Let me do a phone bank for you. And he sat there with headphones on and talked up Trump right as he was being insulted on his wife and his father. And not everybody is as servile and debased as Cruz. Not everybody is. Some of them are. But they all have feelings. And my judgment on this is, at some point, to see all these people going to a convention in 2024 and cheering for Trump and shouting for him and saying he's the greatest thing since sliced bread, I don't see it. If they have any manhood at all, these people, they're not going to do that. Now, governors like Hutchinson of Arkansas, Baker of Massachusetts, Hogan of Maryland, and senators like Thune and Rounds of South Dakota, and people like the Bushes and the Cheneys, who still have some sway in the Republican Party, are all going to have the knives out for Donald Trump. His base loves this stuff. His base loves this stuff. But his base, they can turn out if he tells them to turn out. If he's not on the ballot, they won't necessarily turn out. And they are all over the lot. They are all over the lot. So when you see a Republican, like take this state, Ron Johnson in private at a fundraiser was taped, Republican fundraiser, said that Biden won, that the Republicans got 53,000 fewer votes for president than they did for legislative seats. And he stood up to people, but he does not do that in public. And the former chairman of the Republican Party in Brown County called him and taped the conversation without his knowing it. And they said, what the heck are you doing peddling the big lie? Johnson said, I know it's a big lie, but if I don't, the base will kill me. The base will kill me. He is simply getting up there and debasing himself, saying things he knows are false. He knows they're false. He says them anyway. But if there's enough of these people, Hutchinson, Baker, Hogan, McConnell, Thune, Bush, Cheney, backed up by the Wall Street Journal and all the courts, Rounds, Thune, at some point, when the clown shows up, i.e. Trump, in the 2024 primaries, they are going to, as quietly as possible and as firmly as possible, going to assert their vanity, their feelings. They have feelings. I do not care about their feelings, but they don't like being called names. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.